To prepare for customer-centric companies, the companies must follow following six-step process. Now, you have to be very careful. There are various jargons used, tenets and various aspects, etc. This is like to prepare your organization to be a customer-centric customer. That organization will have to follow six process step. So that is what we are going to cover. Recognize the scale of the change. Remember earlier we have studied level 1, what is level 2 customer centric organization, level 3 and level 4. So you have to recognize the scale of change that you are embarking upon. So which you need to know which level you are at and which level you are gunning for. The first challenge one must overcome is to get a sense of how significant a change to be a customer centric organization is for your organization. This move, while being not only beneficial but authorized by a customer research body, is nothing less than an extensive and thorough examination of every aspect of your business. So the scale determination requires complete examination of your current way of doing business, what changes are required, etc. So then only you will get that perspective of the significance, the scale of change that you are embarking upon. Second, gather all customer insight in one place. So gather all the knowledge that you have about your customer at one place and extend your capacity to track relevant data. So what we are trying to do is, many companies have an uneven customer insight function. There is no planned initiative, data is disjointly shared, so it is not available at one place, so data mining cannot be done. This kind of approach will not work for a customer, for your organization to become a customer centric. To be successful, one must get rid of the separate silos of customer information and begin to access all available data at one place, at same time, real time, one time. So that's the another crux of process steps. Another second process steps, gather all information inside at one place. The third one is, organizations must change. To be a customer-centric company, internal organization must change. The entire structural perspective of the organization should stay, that hierarchy structure I meant. And companies must deliver a more holistic experience for their customers on the outside. To do that, various realignment, restructuring is required. Marketing, communication department must collaborate more closely. They cannot operate separately. These are those organizational changes. It could be a restructuring, it could be the way of working. Things need to change, you know, to be able to face customers, address customers, okay, because you are trying to be a customer-centric organization. Building consensus internally. Sell customer centricity to your colleagues first. They must become part of it. There is significant internal engagement necessary to build acceptance of this transition, and excitement has to be built into it. Customer-centric business practices management plays an essential part in making the change happen. But before that, getting the people on board is very critical. It then empowers the doing. So then you empower people to be walking with you. So that's an empowerment you give. Leadership inspires the transition. Leadership has to constantly inspire various change that is required. It is what energizes the people who work under that leader and sustains the change in behavior and their approach. So it's a cultural transition that also has to simultaneously happen. So leader and its ability to motivate, work with people matters a lot. So build consensus internally is a third process step. Fourth is making direct contact with customers, and that also regularly. When leaders are truly committed to being more customer-centric, they will demand more voice of customers, and that they will not demand from the mere research, etc., third party. They will want on-ground report, okay, FIR, so to say, first information report. This might mean attending focus groups or research sessions, personally doing part of the research. Say if 1,000 questionnaire has to be done, customer-centric organizations will lay down that 250 contacts has to be made by the marketing or the salespeople, etc. So that what really differentiates them. Okay. Interviewing customers many times, if required directly, it could involve mystery shopping also. They conduct mystery shopping, they become a mystery shopper, and they even visit the competing customers and understand things in true perspective first hand. They are party to this, okay, in the customer contact program. So create that culture within the organization. Accumulating experience in customer centric city. So how do you accumulate expertise? How you gain expertise? That's what it talks about. Leader committed to more customer oriented practice at a firm will do things like attending conference and training sessions, benchmarking with the customer centric firm, and sharing best practices with other business units or affiliated companies. So this is what the leader has to drive. He is doing that so that he himself acquires the required expertise. Now that he will do, how he will do that has been mentioned. He will attend workshop, he will himself probably train, attend the training which is required on that, done by professionals, etc. He will benchmark his organizations with the other leader in the organization, learn from them what they are doing better, make it inclusive within his organization, that change process, etc. And sharing the best practices with other business. So what he is doing better, maybe he shares with the other business unit and affiliate companies. So this is how you acquire your expertise, because people will give you a feedback. You will learn from the experts. Both ways, you are getting expertise. So friends, we have understood the link to customer centricity in a change management. We have understood the process steps, six process steps. Okay, now we move to the next section, managing change towards better customer centricity. Leader is to manage change, but manage change for what? To get better customer centricity. The most successful change management program have two leading qualities. To develop your change management program, try and see that you have these qualities included in it. Strong leadership and good advanced planning. So focus on person who is going to drive the change and have a proper, well thought out advanced planning. Advanced planning is no substitute for anything. You have to do advanced thinking, advanced planning. While strong leadership seems to be more important, yes, leader has to shoulder the responsibility. In which the company isn't under pressure to change, advanced planning is essential regardless of the reason that the customer-centric program has begun. So this particular paragraph lays more emphasis on advanced planning. Strong leadership may be needed if you are a novice in becoming a customer-centric. However, what it says, irrespective of that state, advanced planning, there is no alternative. So that is what it tries to convey to you. So understanding this, continue to understand the managing change towards better customer centricity. Organizations many times face a threat to their existence or the clear imperative to change. They are forced to change because the environment is changing, such as plummeting rate of retaining the customers or a risky post-merger intervention. So there is some merger has happened. Now that may be risky if it is not handled well. Now they are able to quickly rally the organization around customer-led goals. So you have to have that customer, what is that your customer needs and how you create a clear pathway. They should be able to see the customer and the pathways to meet and fulfill customer's needs. So when in any difficult situation you create that, you are surely going to get the required support from all stakeholders. Successful companies have different approaches in implementing customer centricity. So various companies in various industry may do their customer centricity transformation differently. Okay. Emphasizing that what they are saying with a varying degree of emphasis, duration may be different, emphasis is different, objectives may be different. What was common, however, that was found through a very imperative, leading studies is there. The success was committed, the what was common to their success means what created that success was a commitment from the leadership, that this was more than a passing fad. Leadership constantly drived on their team that this is not a passing fad. This is going to be the way we will work. This is going to be the cultural DNA of your organization. So better realign. So they created that commitment. They were committed themselves. They sought commitment. Okay. It was critical part of the success strategy. So this commitment from the leadership and his ability to get the commitment from the team is very crucial. These companies backed up their vision with clearly articulated financial outcome. Ultimately, everything has to boil down to something which is financial, because that is what various stakeholders who are linked with the company looks at. Okay. Even if these financial benefits are expressed at the outset in theory, they needed validation. So what it means is you have projected certain financial outlets, okay, certain financial outcomes, etc. One must do the validation while you embark on your journey to be customer centric. This validation, there are plenty of methods. One mentioned out here is a controlled experimentation. So you create certain variables, you don't create certain variables, and see the impact. And then when that impact gives you a signal, you are able to visualize this long-term impact on you or your business, etc. The second element that successful customer-centric organizations have in common is that they have implemented an operating model that breaks down functional boundaries, allowing information to move freely and organizations' people to quickly respond to customer feedback. So first of all, here we saw that it's the commitment that was taken, and the second this thing was companies have, what they've done is used an operating model that breakdowns the silos. There's no functional boundaries, allowing information to therefore freely flow, and that information is a base of analysis and decision making. People quickly therefore are able to respond to feedback that they receive from their customer. So that's a power of, and that's a success factor also. Shift the organization's focus to hearing the voice of the customers. That's the biggest thing that one can do. Okay. If this doesn't happen, all your other efforts will go waste. I can no doubt say that. Best of the company with whom I have dealt, and if I do not see that my voice being heard, I have not done the business next time. Okay, so they may be the world leader, but I will not give business. So that's what, you have to see that you are hearing your customer. Companies use a variety of methods to improve their customer listening ability. Includes walking in the customer shoes. Okay, they have to live that life. Okay. Having executive work on the front line. So the executive of the company will have to work as a front line, maybe in the call center or at the retail outlet, bringing customers into the organization to tell their stories, even bring customers to tell their experience, and establishing customer advice panels. You create customer as your advising panel. Go with the problem that you face, make customers know what you face. Customers, because they are experienced with you, they clearly even at that time knew what are the gaps, etc. They may be able to come out. They will be able to come out not what you can do. They will tell you what they as a customer or every customer will expect. Now it is up to you to put up a solution. So this is also the way that one can handle. There are various methodologies. You can also use a small group of customers to provide ongoing input. So that's a panel creation of a customer who will participate in your this drive to hear to them, listening to them. Clarify decision rights. So that has to be also in place. Opening up the organizations to learn more about what customer need is only a value if the organization is clear about who makes decision based on this information. So organization wide, the decision matrix should be clear. When you hear to customer, when you listen to customer, when you have a feedback, certain actions are expected by the customer. So now about that action, who takes the decision? Decision rights clearly, that clarity is important at all effective organizations, because then finger pointing will not happen. People know that for whom, for this kind of an outcome, or whom they have to consult. But for organizations adopting a customer-centric strategy, it is absolutely critical for at least two reasons why you need a decision hierarchy clear. There are two reasons. First, poorly managed decision rights means that the reach customers inside the organization is accessed, will go unused. Now, if there is poor management of a decision rights, decision taken will get delayed, often neglected. So, what is happening? The reach insights that you have collected are going unused. Product designers will continue to make decisions on product features in isolation from operation managers adopting customer service standards, or separate from marketing team changing promotions and brand positioning. So, all this thing will happen in isolation. Acting on customer insight typically requires greater cross-functional collaboration than an internally focused product or service development effort. So, we are trying to understand two reasons. Okay, that is two reasons that will make the strategy absolutely critical. So, one is poorly management decision hierarchy. If you there in the organizations, you lose out on the insights that you have collected, right? Silos will start again functioning, and you will be more driven internally, and you will become inside out somewhere. So that's the biggest another threat. The second is reason is to is important to adjust decision making rights when adopting a customer centric strategy. That is that little knowledge can be dangerous. Although the most effective customer-centric organization understands the importance of moving decision-making close to the front-end staff, allowing front-end staff to take the decisions, okay, to customize marketing and communications for customers. They do also recognize that offering frontline staff to take decisions over pricing, credit assessments may not be wise. So, that's where experience matters. So, one is to be very clear about what empowerment the frontline has, what empowerment the backend has, what empowerment or the decision rights other hierarchy has, function has. So, then only, however, dynamism is not lost. When you do this, it is not creating a silos or restructuring things, etc. It is making things still agile, quick to respond. But one should know whom to go for certain decision outcome at every point of time. That is what this message is. Okay. Group customers into meaningful and actionable segment. That's another very important aspect. You must clearly know your segment very well. Whom are you going to consider for relationship and loyalty and a part of your customer centric organization? So, one size fit for all approach needs to be dismantled. You have to first create a kind of a group that will give you a meaningful understanding of their needs and requirements, likes and dislikes, so that you can create actionable program. You can maybe do a customized program for each groups, but it is still creating value and delivering it. So, that's what is a very important aspect. Align metrics and incentives. So, we said earlier also that performance management or this thing is critical, for which the metrics means that performance criteria has to be developed, tracking and monitoring consumer response to product performance and service level. Product performance is for the product oriented company, service level is for the service oriented company, and communicating the result is a critical part of creating repeat purchase by customers and maintaining the momentum or a change to a customer-centric organization. So, tracking and monitoring consumer response. So, that is feedback, understanding the satisfaction with your company, dealing with your company, etc. And communicating the result. So, you must also declare where you stand in terms of customer expectation, both internally and maybe externally. JD Power published a report externally where organizations will come to know whether they are above average, industry average, or they are below average. And that will be known to even customers. So, that's a transparency. In the best customer-centric companies, employee incentives and customer metrics are all truly aligned to drive customer profitability. So, loosely aligned, this thing will not work. Everything is aligned towards one corporate goal that is critical in your making customer-centric organization. And then various other performance criteria that you had defined are aligned somewhere with each other. So then only there is a linkage. So that linkage that will be available to every employee, he can see that his contribution, how it is going to benefit the other guy for getting his performance, productivity, result orientation, whom he has to depend upon. So those clarity will help each other to move better, work better, cooperation. So that's what we have earlier discussed. So metrics has to align with something that will drive your organizations towards customer centricity, the goal that you have set. Management of companies should realize that creating a specific customer focused senior executive role is a powerful way to align efforts to profitably meet customer needs and ensure that the customer voice is heard. So here it is all about creating an organization structure where customer is heard well. Okay, so customer voice is the base of executive decisions. They are not taken in isolation randomly. In doing so, companies highlighted the importance of the customer function as having an equal role as the marketing or the sales. So customer voice should have an equal role. They are part of your functional decision making rituals, which typically have their own mandate, profit and loss responsibility, etc. Each function, they have their own mandate, how they contribute towards the profitability, profit and loss, etc. But bring the customer voice always in. So that requires a kind of a powerful alignment at the top, and that should reflect in how you have created the matrices, which are interlinked, and therefore you are able to create a role clarity across various functions. So that will empower people to work closely, cooperate with each other. People, product architecture, innovation process, and technology. Transforming an organization from a product push to a customer pull orientation has a significant impact on your capabilities. They call for a lot of additional capabilities. They require behavioral shift, and attitude requirement of the staff has to be well aligned. Culture, that we have understood, entire cultural shift, which requires an attitudinal shift, behavioral shift in your staff, particularly those in customer facing role, especially definitely those who are facing the customers day in, day out. Transforming to a customer centric culture can be a long journey. This is the most challenging part of this entire transformation. So we said that earlier. This is reiterating that people, product architecture, and innovation process and technology, out of that first point, which is transforming the organization, requires a lot of look at the capabilities, the behavior and attitudinal shift that is required. So entire cultural perspective has to be handled well. Second is the transformation often requires change to the competencies and behavior that the staff need. Therefore, the recruitment process, the learning process approach, how we are going to provide learning and development and skill enhancement, and performance management system has to be relooked. How the management of the performance is going to happen? How are they are self-driven towards performance, and how control is exercised in ensuring that they are performing or not is reviewed appropriately. The risk for customer-centric organization is that the incremental revenue earned by better targeting customers will be eroded by a higher cost structure, which is also for any organization for that matter. So you have to constantly see that while you are transiting and becoming a customer centric, there is always a challenge of what you recover from the targeting of the customers vis-a-vis the cost structure that you have put in behind making organization transit. So that has to be very, very cautiously evaluated. Under the same people, product architecture, and innovation process and technology, organizations should also listen to customer needs and develop a lot of products that customers are willing to purchase at a price that will earn also a significant profit for you. With a clear vision, financial goals, and a redesigned operating model, we have earlier discussed why that operating model is to change. There has to be a proper operating model, and people and process enablers are put in place. the organization embarking on a customer-centric transformation is in a good position to clearly articulate what customer data is needed to make possible customer-centric decisions. So this paragraph is about making appropriate decisions, but it starts with giving a perspective that you require a clear vision, the financial goals are clear to aim, entire redesigned organization operating model is worked out, people process are made enablers, okay, and organization embarks on a customer centric transformation is in a good position to clearly articulate what customer data is needed. So they should know what exactly the data that you want to possess while dealing with the customers, and that data is used to create meaningful reports, in meaningful insights, which you can then use it for making decisions which will turn out to be profitable for the organization. So continuing that, the goal should be to capture and link customer data in a way that allows profitability to be tracked at each customer level, each customer group wise, customer segment wise, as they say. So goal should be to capture and link customer data. The idea is you create this database, but you create a linkage in such a way that various customers level, various customers group, you can monitor the profitability. This allows the organizations to make the right cost versus revenue trade-off for different customer groups. So different customer group, you have to have a different value that you have created for delivering that. You have to do things differently, which may have an incremental cost perspective, but you weigh pros and cons. So when you have this data, the organizations can make the right cost versus revenue trade-off. So that's what has to take off to make your every group, your organization is able to deliver what the value that you have promised to them. You may test this thing among the small group of customers, take the impact on the bottom line, and then from that insight, create your future business model, future operating model. So you will know the past behavioral pattern if you have a data captured already and available to you. So those are the things that one need to think about when you are having a data management challenge in the transition to a customer centric city. So we have finished this section called managing change towards better customer centricity. We enter the next section, leading and governing customer-centric organizations. How do you lead and govern the functioning of the customer-centric organization? Following are the essential prerequisites of leading and governing customer-centric organization. So what are they? Let's explore. The best customer experience efforts begins with a customer-backed perspective driven by the customer's wants, not the company's traditional organizational structure. So you have to bring customer in various things that you do, and it's driven close to the customer want, and want related your functioning is realigned, which requires even organizational change, hierarchical change. So one has to keep that mind, that first of all start with the organization structure, organizational design, hierarchy and setup structure, consider cross-functional collaborations. So you have to create a functional organization hierarchy that will facilitate cross-functional collaboration, to the whole transition that you are resorting to, because we are learning how do you lead and govern the customer-centric organization. Third is choosing and developing customer journey covering different touch points. So now you have to also identify how your customer move, that is what is a customer journey from the stage he need is arose, then how does he go about information searching, how does he go about assessing alternative, how does he go about evaluation, how does he evaluate, how does he decide his purchase decision, from where he buys, when he buys, various. So there's a journey, and each journey has a various touch points for the same task. He might have an option of more than touch points. So like for example, if I have to book a ticket, today I can do online myself, today I can find rate and tell the agent to book, etc. I can go to the airline or I can call up airline and they may take my booking if I promise them I will pay as per their process, etc. So, various things are available. So, choosing and developing customer's journey covering different touch point is another reason, need of a governance to drive the customer-centric organization, because that will tell you, that will allow you to know what are the touch points. Therefore, you can action them. You can not only action them fully prepared, but then you can put the system to measure the customer satisfaction score at that level. So, then you will come to know where there are lapses happening. So, you go back to that touch point to improvise, and that's how the whole journey mapping and touch point collation will help you. Align various metrics to target for monitoring. So, various metrics, the various parameters that you have set the target, and target is to be put under monitoring. Okay, so that is very critical. Monitoring also needs two sides, actual versus target versus the periodicity, at what period. Incentives are built in to motivate frontline workers to build and sustain a superior customer experience. So, you have to incentivize, you have to incentivize your entire team so that they know that when they cooperate with each other, the milestone which looks currently impossible becomes achievable, and when they achieve it, they will be rewarded. Company will reward them. So, that reward is also known in advance. So, that becomes a driving force. So, that's how the various leaders use this, performance bonus, etc. to their advantage to continuously drive the people and their motivation. Critically, following three aspects are needed to be managed. So, this is most important from the criticality perspective. Structure the organization around touch points and lead end-to-end customer journey. Structure the organization around touch points and lead end-to-end journey. So, now, earlier you have a internal setup which was more like a marketing, sales, etc. Now you create a touch point journey based setup. So you have to have a setup which serves the touch point. Okay, structure the organization around touch points and lead end-to-end journey. Customer once comes into your fold, how you make things happen easy for him, that's what you have to lead. So how do you do that? So you set your organizations accordingly. So, it's a total transition, 360 way of setting up the organization. Inclusive participants for implementation. You have to include various stakeholders, people, public in making the transition possible, implementation achievable. So, that's what inclusive participants for implementation and developing performance metrics. You have to have metrics for measurement. Metrics for measurement means there is a parameter. Parameter has a set target. Target drives the individual and the function. So that when monitored on a timely basis, it also enables a control. So people can know where things are not going well. So what to do so that near future change will happen. So they will achieve their goal any which way. So this is what is the performance metrics. Contribute. So, these are the critical things. Structure around journey and the touch points, create an inclusive participation, all should come together, okay, and create an implementation of a customer-centric organization and have the performance metrics approach. So, that's another critical part. So, let's have the better understanding through the subsequent slide. Structure the organization around touch points and lead end-to-end customer journey means what? Setting up a dedicated customer experience organization. So, first part of this structure is there is an organization which looks at experience conceptualization and delivery. Clearly defined role and responsibility of the team which is centered around touch points or the customer journey, they should exactly know what their roles and responsibilities are, what they are there for when it comes to engaging with the customer. Establishing a C-suite engagement, that is chief executive level engagement. We will be looking at that framework. So, this has to come in practice. Structure the organization around touch points and lead end-to-end customer journey. Next is inclusive participation for implementation. I have earlier mentioned to you that you have to work with everyone within the organization. You have to get that inclusiveness. So, how do you achieve that? Modeling and acquiring specific behavior. So, now there the challenge is to be customer centric, culture is one part. The behavior of individual, attitude and, you know, belief, etc., has to realign. So that is one challenge that you have to face it. So for which you have to create a modeling ground, yeah, something which is ideal, as you say, and then you have to acquire them. People should understand and people should adopt themselves with that. Nurturing, understanding and commitment among employees and managers. Now you have to create commitment towards customer centricity, which we have understood earlier how important it is for the leader. Leader should support customer centricity, and there he has to acquire that as a commitment from the team. So you have to nurture this. You have to nurture this entire understanding of what is customer centricity, the benefit of it, etc., and then get the commitment among employees and managers at all levels. So to say, reinforcing new behavior through rewards and recognition. As we spoke earlier, this requires a cultural shift. So many people may have certain apprehensions. You still want them to fall in line. Now that fall in line can happen using rewards and recognition mechanism. Okay. And the fear of not being able to do things, etc., can be handled through development of capabilities and skills by putting them through various training and learning programs, providing micro learning, self learning options also. So that way you create an inclusive participant for implementation. The third is developing performance metrics. So as I said earlier, setting up a metrics and targets. So you have to have a attributes that is a measurable, and then put a targets to that. So targets that steer cross-functional collaborations. You see that cooperation is more important. So set up, select those metrics and the target in such a way that there is no option but to cooperate with each other. Okay, so each other at every level of the organization, between the functions also. Metrics and targets can enable collaborations that support the continuous delivery of superior customer experience. So this, when designed and if they are linked well, they will create natural collaborations. Okay, that collaboration that will support continuous delivery, not one time, continuous delivery of superior customer experience. So customers will always feel it is great to deal with you. Okay, every time that he's interacting, you surpass his expectations. So that's another way. Developing performance metrics for these 2 points are required. It should be set up in such a way that you have a metrics which is target, and target and metric selection is such that it has to have a cross-functional collaboration, without which it is not possible. And when that collaboration and support happens, customer will get superior delivery experience. So friends, this being a very important topic, we have definitely covered this elaborately. I hope do focus on this as a important chapter, even not academically exam wise, but from learning perspective, I feel so. I wish to thank you everybody for giving the valuable time. All the very best for your future endeavor. Thank you.